I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hola.
Hancock.
Here
Kelly.
We are.
Monday night. Doesn't feel like a Monday night, though, does it?
It feels like a Sunday night.
Yeah. But there's no sport on tonight, is there?
I don't think so.
Oh, no. There's a Game 7. The Colorado or the Hurricanes and the Rangers.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah.
NHL playoffs, Game 7. And then the winner goes on to the, what is it, the Eastern Conference Finals against the Tampa Bay Lightning.
Yeah, and then we just heard from Wheeler. He's getting ready to start his new gig tomorrow.
10 to 2, the show, it's called. It's called The Show.
I'm looking forward to listening to him and Ronji.
So you got Ronji, you got Kevin Wheeler out there, you got...
what was that person's name?
You got...
Female.
Alice.
Female, you know, she was just on. She's kind of forgettable because she was just on a minute ago, and she was saying that... She's excited to be working with her two favorite people she's ever worked with.
Yeah, that was Alex Martin.
I think that was her name.
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to tune in tomorrow and figure
out
who that was. You know, they must have yielded on her for the name of the show.
The show.
That's what they really dug deep for that one, didn't they?
Yeah. Well, I'll be opening up the the restaurant.
The restaurant? Yeah. What are you going to serve at the restaurant?
Food.
There you go. That's all it's just going to say is food.
Yeah.
A drink.
Might have a drink at the restaurant.
Dessert?
Yeah, hard to say. Not a big dessert guy.
All right, what are you wearing?
What are you wearing? This.
What is that?
Well, it's my t-shirt.
What does it say?
It says 7.
Oh my gosh, you're honoring Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowl rings?
No. What? I'm honoring the greatest snooker player to ever live. In the history of, think about this, Michael.
Okay.
In the history of snooker.
Yeah, a game many people don't even know exists.
But it's a great game.
Yeah.
The greatest player to ever live, Ronnie O'Sullivan.
Ronald?
Yes, from Essex, England. He just won his 7th world championship, and I got online on the internets the other night.
On the internet?
And ordered me up one of these 7 Ronnie O'Sullivan t-shirts, and
ooh.
I am drinking tea. Out of my,
I don't think I've ever seen you drink tea.
7 Ronnie. Well, it's you know, if you're going to have an English cup, you got to have tea in it. So I'm having my Ronnie O'Sullivan 7 mug with some hot tea.
A spot of tea.
A
spot of tea.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Did Ronnie? He's not a pretty sounding Englishman, is he?
No, he's kind of Cockney.
Yeah.
He
kind of mumbles.
From the streets. Ronnie's from the streets, but I mean the guy can play. It's like watching. It's like watching poetry being written when he picks up the cue. Not unlike others that are particularly gifted in the...
So today was Memorial Day, and Hancock and I had a couple of minutes to be able to spend some time together, which means that Mrs. Hancock wanted some time away from John, which means he gave me a call. He said, hey, kid, let's go out and... play a little snooker.
Yeah, we did.
And on a holiday, a little Monday, kind of felt like we were cheating on work, didn't you?
No, it was a holiday.
It was empty. There's nobody in there. It was a pretty day. Most people were outside.
Yeah, I mean, towards the end, they had some activity.
That girl that's with Ranji and... Wheeler, she runs. She's a runner.
April.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it probably was a good day to be out running. I wonder if she'll talk about her running tomorrow.
Oh, I think she probably will.
Yeah.
You know, April, she 1 year on her birthday, which I believe we broadcast live.
Oh, she ran however many miles of her birthday.
Yeah, it was like 64 miles.
Yeah. And that was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was surprised that it was that little miles. I thought we would be there for longer.
Yeah, but it was quite the occasion.
So, but you beat the snot out of me today at the at the pool hall.
Well, yeah, you know, missed some balls.
Yeah,
and but man, I did make some shots. I mean,
you did. Well, you had a couple of and snooker is a complicated game. Listen, if you don't watch it, it's worth the Googling and YouTubing.
Let me tell you, if you YouTube a little snooker soon, you too will be online buying Ronnie O'Sullivan coffee mugs.
Now, are you whenever the Cardinals win the 2006 World Series and they do those advertisements, we've minted a coin just for you, Cardinal fans. Are you that guy?
I don't buy the coin.
But, hat. The commemorative hat.
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's what happened in the snooker matches. They came up and said, Ronnie O'Sullivan breaks the all-time record, 7-time world champion. Sign up now for $20, and we'll send you a T-shirt and a cup made in China.
No, I got online. He's got a shop right there outside of the Crucible Theater where the world championships are being played.
That'd be like Wimbledon snooker. Yeah,
yeah. Okay. And so they're selling hats and shirts and cups and any manner of things.
Uh-huh.
And he's just developed this nice little 7 to commemorate his 7th world championship.
Did he do this for his 6th?
Nope, no.
So if he does his 8th, just imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, it'll have an 8th.
How old is he?
47.
Now, is that old for snooker?
Very old. He's the oldest world champion in history.
But I would think billiards in general, would have competitors who are, top of their game at a later age in life.
Well, it has to do with the back. Your eyes start to go at some point.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think that's
maybe
why
that's my issue.
I missed some shots today because of the eyes. But, like anything else, you kind of age out of your great shape.
Yeah, but that doesn't seem to be the case when it comes to our work products, does it? The older you are, it seems like the more knowledge and experience you have. So therefore, sharper.
Like our friend Amber. I mean, she's out there running, and
she had several years on with Charlie Brennan. Boy, that was a great show, the Charlie Brennan show with
Autumn.
I think that was her name.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Hey, well, speaking of great shows, we've got one for you tonight, and we're going to very shortly step aside can talk to the gentleman in the Windy City. He'd be our sports insider. He's going to talk a little NBA tonight. John Jr. after this on KMOX. Yes, the old NBA theme song that means that we will go now.
Trevor Rabin.
Trevor Rabin. Do you know who wrote the original one on NBC?
It doesn't matter.
It was John Tesh. Yeah,
good for him. He's married to what's her face? The gal that runs here on KMOX.
I don't remember her name.
Yeah, yeah.
Tyler
Amber. I think it's Amber.
Yeah, let's pull up that John Tesh NBA to play on the way out. Let's go now to our NFL sports insider. He's none other than John Jr. John, how are you, buddy?
Hey, now I'm doing good, Michael. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you perfect. How's the weather up in Chicago?
It's very nice. It's, it's 88 and sunny today. No complaints.
Did you happen to take in a game there? I know the two teams were going at it, the Cubs and the Sox, right?
Yeah, I did not get down to the South Side for that. Definitely want to get up to Wrigley.
They say the South Side of Chicago is the baddest part of town.
It is.
They do. Yeah.
Yeah, but if you go down there, you better just beware of a man named Leroy Brown.
And what kind of guy was he?
Well, he's stands about 6'4".
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Was he a bad man?
He's got a drop top Cadillac.
Junior, this is the humor I have to put up with ever since you left town.
That's a shame, Michael. You know, you're doing God's work.
So we have a game 7 tonight, the Rangers and the Carolina
Hurricanes.
It looks as though the Rangers are up, what, 2-0? Any thoughts on that series?
Yeah, it's been a good series. Game 7, best two words in sports. I think the Rangers, they were my pick beforehand, and obviously up 2-0.
Well, you did pretty well. You did pretty well last week prognosticating the NBA finals. No, I did.
I told you it'd be the Warriors Celtics.
You did, and a lot of people thought the Heat were going to prevail in that series against the Boston Celtics, but they did not.
Yeah, a lot of the people that pick the Heat, unfortunately, just don't know basketball, and that's why stick to the experts like myself, Chris Broussard. You know, we'll tell you the truth.
So we've got, it's going to be kind of interesting. I mean, you got Steph Curry over the, with the Warriors. You got our own hometown Jason Tatum with the Celtics. Most of the experts think the Warriors are going to win this thing. Where do you come out?
Yeah, so my heart, I want to pick Tatum. I would love to see the St. Louis kid bring it home for one of the most storied franchises in the NBA. But, you know, I don't think I can go against Golden State. I think that's going to be the Warriors in six when it's all said and done. Just too many offensive weapons.
What in particular scares you for the Boston Celtics?
Yeah, so what they've done coming up, you know, they shut down Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, very impressive. They shut down Giannis. Then they shut down Jimmy Butler against the Heat. The Warriors, though, they got offense all over the court. You got to not just shut down Steph. You got Klay Thompson. You got Jordan Poole, the new kid on the team. And then Andrew Wiggins, I'm going to throw in there. You got four guys who can put up big numbers. And a lot of the teams they've played so far have been one or two dimensional in that regard.
Well, and they also have Draymond Green, not to be forgotten. I mean, this is
absolutely. And Draymond Green, he'll give you 10 points, you know, six boards, six assists minimum. And he's the spark plug.
So do you see this being more of a physical series or more of a finesse series between these two?
So I think it's going to need to be physical for Boston to really have a chance. They got the size down low. They got Horford. They can kind of try to play bully ball. If they're not winning the battle on the glass with Golden State, playing their small lineup, they don't have a chance.
So it's going to take us to the end of the NBA season. If you peek over the hill towards the 2023 season, what teams do you see emerging? I mean, Golden State's been a factor now for the better part of 5, 6, 7 years. What teams are out there that are kind of on the rise?
Yeah, so this is Golden State's sixth final in the past 8 years, which is kind of a very quiet dynasty run they've been on. I think my Chicago Bulls with Lonzo Ball coming back, I think there'll be a team to watch out for next year. The Lakers, if they're able to move Westbrook, you know, you got LeBron, AD, can't count them out. Nuggets should be good. You get Michael Porter Jr. and Murray coming back to pair up with the back-to-back MVP Jokic. So I think Nuggets are a team to watch out in the West too.
Yeah, how about the Hawks? You know, a lot of the Atlanta Hawks used to be the St. Louis Hawks, and we like to see the Hawks do well. How do they look going forward?
Yeah, so they got Trae Young, one of the best young scorers in the league. It's kind of a similar situation to Doncic in Dallas, where I don't know how much he's going to be able to carry a team by himself, but he's one of the most exciting players to watch in the league, and you know they'll definitely be a playoff contender and. We'll see if they can make some noise.
Well, we've exhausted my knowledge of the NBA, so we got to switch sports. You okay with that if we talk a little football?
Absolutely.
So we're coming up on summer camp time. Some teams are having to figure out the hard reality of who their quarterback is going to be. Cleveland's made the shift. They've gotten rid of maybe arguably the biggest fraud in the NFL. Russell Wilson now transplanted to Denver. What do you see, my friend?
Yeah, I think Russell Wilson in Denver is going to be very interesting to watch. They have a great defensive team, and they've had one of the worst quarterback situations over the past few seasons. I think Russell Wilson, if he's able to perform at a level that you know we've all been accustomed to, I think they're going to make some noise and challenge the Chiefs for first place in that division.
What is it about these Mizzou quarterbacks? I mean, I'm thinking about Blaine Gabbert, thinking about Chase Daniel. Thinking about Drew Locke. Now, back in the day, Phil Bradley. That's before your time. But what is it about these Mizzou quarterbacks that they just can't quite cut it as a starter in the NFL?
Yes, Chase Daniel. I mean, say what you want about him. He's living the dream. He's banked, I think, $40 million as a backup quarterback in the NFL. Doesn't have to get hit, you know, provides a mentorship role where needed. Otherwise, he just slings them in practice and cashes checks. That's the goal.
How do you mentor somebody when you don't have any experience on what you're mentoring them on? Like, hey, you know, here's how I used to win the big game. What, when I was in high school?
Well, no, he had the one big game. I think it was 2014, back up against the Chiefs, beat the Chargers, kept them out of the playoffs, and he turned that one game into a 10-year career.
But who hasn't kept the Chargers out of the playoffs? I mean, that's a team that they've done absolutely nothing. They've had all this Phillip Rivers. They've had all this hoopla. They moved into a soccer
LaDainian
stadium.
LaDainian Tomlinson.
And they've never done squat. That's just a kind of a cursed franchise, I think.
Yeah, and I completely agree with that. And you throw them in a division with the Raiders, just two kind of hapless, sad teams.
All right, so you got Stan Kroenke. He owns the Colorado Avalanche.
And his wife owns the Colorado Avalanche, John.
Yeah.
He would not be violating the NFL laws. Don't denigrate him.
He won the Super Bowl with the L.A. Rams. What is it with this guy?
I don't know. He's not an honorable dude. The fans can't stand whatever team he owns over there in England. The soccer team.
He's Arsenal.
The fans there can't stand him either.
He's Arsenal, isn't he? Yeah, he's Arsenal. No, they hate him. He's like banned from even going to the stadium.
Let me ask you this. We're visiting with John Hancock, our sports insider. My contention is that soccer is not really a sport because you can't use your hands. And where do you come down on that controversy?
That's just an asinine statement to make that it's not a sport. It's the number one sport in the world. It's not exactly my cup of tea, but... You know, without a doubt, it requires the cardio and conditioning that you think of when you think of physical exertion in a sporting event.
What is your problem with soccer? That just because there's not a lot of scoring, you don't have the attention span?
You can't use
your hands long enough.
And if you ask somebody, what's the score of the soccer game, the answer 90% of the time is nothing.
You can't use your feet in basketball.
Well, you can bounce it off your foot if
you're trying to.
It's a kick, and then it's a dead ball.
Yeah, thank you. Uh-huh. There was a flawed argument on your part.
Well,
there,
the feet are not as important as the hands. I mean, you think about, snooker.
It shows how much more talented you are that you can control a ball with your, furthest away appendage.
It's funny that Junior would mention a cup of tea as I'm sipping on my cup of tea here out of my Ronnie O'Sullivan, 7-time world champion mug that just arrived today.
Back to the feet. Ice hockey is more impressive than field hockey, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And that's because they're on skates using their feet to maneuver on ice, correct?
Yes.
All right. So they're therefore, feet are very critical to a sporting event.
All right. Thank you, counselor.
Hey, how about this guy showing up with a T-shirt on like he's a 6-year-old kid and his team just won the Boston Celtics? He's running around with a Ronnie O'Sullivan T-shirt on. It's a little weird for an old man, isn't it?
It's a little strange.
Hey, he was telling a story not too long ago about a time he forced you to run when you had broken hips. Do you recall this?
This is sounding like a load of malarkey.
Really?
No, I'll tell the story after the break. This actually did happen. It ended Junior's football career.
Your football career ended after that experiment? Or did you just decide you weren't into it anymore?
It was a shame. I was getting looked at by a couple D2 colleges.
Lindenwood was after you?
It wasn't quite Lindenwood.
Yeah, Lindenwood's. They've had some guys in the NFL, Lindenwood.
Yeah. So are they really going to D1?
Don't be. Certainly in hockey,
not in football.
Are. Lindenwood's the ish.
How
man.
Can they compete? The ish.
They
what are.
Are
you, 12?
No, Lindenwood's a real deal.
Wait, were they in the SEC? Where
they've
the heck is Lindenwood
had,
at?
Had players make the NFL.
No, I understand, but when you said they're a Division I school, what conference did they go into?
Well, they're in the
hold on.
They're
Tyler's here. ISMA. Come on, Tyler. Where's he gone?
All right.
Ohio Valley. The Ohio Valley Conference.
Yeah, who else is in that?
That's like, I think Murray State and some of those schools.
Yeah,
so.
They're in the OVC, buddy. You little snob. Lindenwood is the ish. and they're growing. It's good. Well, we want to thank our sports insider, John.
Slew Billikens, college basketball, next year, bucket.
Really?
Wow.
Deep run.
Wow. Oh, that's a prediction. We'll mark the tape.
Uri Collins is coming back.
Yep, he's coming back, and I think the boys are fired up, ready to go.
Well, that's John Hancock from the windy city of Chicago, Illinois. Have yourself a safe evening. Stay off the streets. It's dark now. And when we come back, well, the Mona Lisa, somebody smeared some stuff on her. We're going to talk about that after this on KMOX.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you.
Guy's got a beautiful voice, doesn't he? So
yeah, that's like old
Nat King Cole.
Yeah, kind of reminds me of that gal that hosts the show. Huh?
I remember listening to her once.
Yeah.
Now this is he's got his daughter that he does the duet with.
Natalie Cole.
Natalie Cole.
Who's, apparently she's not Natalie King Cole. She would be Natalie Queen Cole.
Potentially. I guess King Nat King, I guess the King was a nickname.
Oh.
Yeah. We'll look that up in a second.
All right.
Hey, did you hear this about the Mona Lisa?
I did not.
Let me tell you this. The Mona Lisa was the subject of an attempted vandalism.
Whoa.
On Sunday.
Now, you yourself, we should let the people know, for full disclosure.
Yeah.
Michael Kelly is an artist.
I am.
He's a painter.
Yes.
And he paints all kinds of stuff.
Yes. That's how.
Campus.
How is that relevant to this story?
Well, because we're talking about the Mona Lisa.
Oh, so I. Yeah. Well, most people are artists. You're an artist. You play on a piano.
But I don't paint.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah.
It's Sunday when a guy, so listen to this, a guy put on a wig and acted like he was handicapped.
Okay.
Goes in a wheelchair.
On. Yeah.
And gets right up front because everybody lets him up front.
Oh, of course.
Throws a piece of cake at the artwork.
Cake at the Mona Lisa.
And then begins to smear it.
He smeared the cake on the Mona Lisa.
All over the Mona Lisa. Now, let me just tell you a quick little story about the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
It's in what museum? Do you know the name of the museum?
The Louvre.
And the Louvre is where?
In Paris.
Gay Paris. Yeah, and it's under the big triangle. So you go down and, you know, it's not an easy place to get to. You've got to travel a little distance to get in to see the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
And then finally when you get to the Mona Lisa, you have this vision that it's going to be the size of, I don't know, a large poster maybe?
Yeah, big, you know, like the Farrah Fawcett poster.
Like a Farrah Fawcett poster.
Yeah.
It's like a postage stamp. It's not much bigger than the computer screen.
It's
in
like
front
a,
of
like what, like an 8x10?
Yeah, maybe a little bit bigger than that. Maybe like a 12, 12x18, 18x12,
wow.
Something like that.
It's like
a
yard sign for a politician.
Exactly. And it's encased in like all this glass and it's air controlled. So the guy was wiping the stuff really not on the painting. He was doing it on the plastic glass.
So he was wiping cake on the plastic glass in front of the Mona Lisa at the Louvre in Paris.
Right. And there's no word yet on if he was trying to make a political statement or he was a goofball who wants to get on the internet. But here's my question.
Perhaps the most famous painting in the history of the world.
Why?
Well,
that's not, it's not even that pretty. Well, you know, it's not even that big.
Well, so you're not married, Kelly.
No, I'm not.
I am married.
Thank you, Floyd.
If you've ever been married,
uh-huh.
All of us, at one time or another, have seen that look. And it's not a smile. It's not a frown.
It's kind of a deadpan.
It's kind of a look of disgust.
Uh-huh.
And so when Da Vinci, who clearly had been married, when he paints the Mona Lisa... He's capturing that moment in time when your wife, the woman that you loved, that you fell in love with in your youth, and you went out and spent more money than you could afford on a ring to place upon her finger, and you married her, and you had children with her, and you built a home together. That woman that is the apple of your eye, the day will come when she's going to look at you just like that.
Yeah,
because you have screwed up.
So you think,
and so what Da Vinci is telling us with the Mona Lisa is to the women he's saying, I get it.
Right.
To the men he's saying, you screwed up. and we look at that and we marvel, because we have screwed up and we know it, and then we get reminded of it.
We ate the apple.
Oh, no, we didn't eat the apple. Eve ate the apple. We didn't stop her from eating the apple.
Oh, we didn't stop her from eating the apple.
What that picture encapsulates, Michael, is a moment that every one of us has lived through. And that is why. It's the most famous picture in the history of the world.
Do you know how famous it is?
It's very famous.
It's considered to be priceless. You know what it's insured for?
Well, nothing, I guess.
They can't insure it because it's priceless. It has no insurance policy.
And that's why the guy wiping the cake is not going to get anywhere near the thing.
And that's why they're making a big deal of this.
Did it get stolen?
Not to my knowledge. I mean, Tom Hanks, I think, did a movie with it, but I don't know that he stole it.
Well, didn't they have to... Something happened to it, didn't it?
No.
It got some, like...
No.
I don't know. Mold on it or
something? No. Well, I mean, they probably have had to treat it for certain things. And I know it's in an airtight case now. And it's interesting they're making such a big deal of this because I think they're opening it up for copycats. And the reality is that I want to say it's between like three or four pieces of glass and plastic. It's behind something. Now, they have to keep it nice and clean so that you can see it.
Yeah.
But let me, John, when I tell you that.
Painted in what year?
No, I'll look it up. I'll Google it for you.
All right. I'm gonna go fish here. I'm gonna say it was painted in 1671.
Mm.
No, 1492.
1797.
That's what I was gonna say next.
Yeah.
And there it was, Da Vinci. There in the 18th century.
Sometime between 1503 and 1506.
There he was in the 16th century, painting the Mona Lisa.
It's 30 inches by 21 inches.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it is, the painting is probably of the Italian noblewoman Lisa Gherardini, the wife of Francisco della Ginnaccio.
Yeah.
It is painted in oil on a white lambre poplar panel, whatever that means.
Very nice. I had to say that again. No, don't.
Poplar panel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they think that he probably may have continued working on it as late as 1517. It was acquired by King Francis of France and is now the property of the French Republic. It has been on permanent display at the Louvre in Paris since 1797. Can you believe that? The Louvre has been there since 1797?
Yeah,
you ever been to the Louvre?
No, but if you were the King of France... And if you were going to be the King of France, so you're having a kid. You're the you're the King and Queen of France, and you're having a kid that's going to ascend to the crown. Okay.
Okay.
Why would you name them Francis?
I don't know.
I mean, it's the King of France,
right?
You wouldn't call him Francis,
Francois.
You'd call him
Francois.
You'd call him, you know, Amy Markscore. I mean, you'd call them something.
Yeah.
But
that would be a good name to use on, you know, if you were going to come up with like a really cool show.
It's like the King of Italy. You wouldn't call him Italy.
No.
You know, the King of England. You wouldn't call him, you know, Charles.
Did you see he got to open Parliament the other day?
Oh, yeah. He's the ish.
How Charles. About that poor guy? He had to sit there next to his mom's hat. And he had to say, Her Majesty's Government. And he kept looking at his hat of his mother. The poor guy. And he's old. Like, he's no longer a young man.
Yeah, no, no.
And, like, he's old himself. Like, he's having a hard time keeping it together.
Yeah.
And there he is, still waiting to be king. You know, the whole crown and whatever is going to happen in England is resting on the shoulders of...
Charles.
No, the young kid. What's the young...
William.
William, yeah.
Yeah, William and his wife, Amy Markscore.
Yeah, that's where it's at these days. It's William and Kate.
Yeah.
If they screw it up, you might as well just, you know, roll it on up and sell it off.
Well, folks, if you haven't enjoyed this, you're not alone. we need to step aside for
we're
going to
get serious when we come back.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day, and we're going to talk about Memorial Day next hour, our weekly visit with Sean Michael Lyle, and what's trending with Braxton Payne. So much activity coming your way on The Voice of St. Louis. It's Monday night with Hancock and Kelly. We'll see you after this.
It's a Hancock and Kelly show every Monday night. There's not a Cardinal game. You'll want to tune in to us right here from 8 to 10. Boy, we've got a whole hour left with you after we get done talking here right now. And, John, today is Memorial Day.
It is.
Do you know why it's originally titled Decoration Day?
Well, it had to do with the troops after the Civil War. I think it was... given that nomenclature along about 1867, 68, back in there.
Yeah, so exactly right. It was formally observed May 30th, 1868.
Yeah.
It was a National Observance Day for Commander-in-Chief John A. Logan of the Grand Army of the Republic for purposes of honoring the Union soldiers who had died in the Civil War.
Yeah, think about the Civil War. And obviously we've had so many wars and conflagrations since then, but the Civil War was a massive loss of life and all American lives on both sides of that thing.
By 1890, every Union state had adopted it. The World Wars turned into a day of remembrance for all members of the U.S. military who died. In 1971...
Which is recent.
Yeah, Congress standardized the holiday and titled it Memorial Day and changed its observance to the last Monday in May. There are two other days who we celebrate people who have served in our military armed services.
Veterans
Can you
Day?
Name them? Yeah.
And Armistice Day.
Armed Forces Day, you're right, mm-hmm. which is early in May, earlier in May, and Veterans Day is on November the 11th. Now, Veterans Day, we don't get a holiday for that. I think the banks close. It's one of those.
It used to be a holiday, but Memorial Day kind of encapsulates. But I'm surprised that it's just since 1971 that we've had Memorial Day. I wonder... Here's what I wonder.
Okay.
Before 1971, when did they know when to open the pools?
That's an excellent question.
I mean, you know?
Yeah. That's a great question.
I know, because the pools open on Memorial Day.
That's an excellent point.
And so if it's not until 1971, then the pools could have opened on May the 12th. Who knows?
Well, the idea was when the reason they chose towards the end of May is because that's when flowers were blooming throughout the entire country.
Yeah.
And it would be easier to place them on the graves.
Have you ever seen Jefferson Barracks on Memorial Day?
I'm sorry to say I haven't,
It's one of the most beautiful things. You know, all of those tombstones, the white tombstones, the rolling hills in there with the American flags at each one. All of those lives that served this country, and there are thousands upon thousands upon thousands, and that's one cemetery.
Right.
It's remarkable. My father is buried there. And it was Veterans Day not too many years ago when we went and paid homage to my dad and all of those who served. But when you see, just as far as the eye can see, these tombstones littering this beautiful field and begin to contemplate that these people, at various times, in various causes, in various conflicts, put their lives on the line. Some of them gave their lives in service to our country. And, you know, we can take our country for granted, and we can be upset with it, disgusted with it. We can be in, agony about it, and certainly with all the horrors we've seen in the last week in Texas and elsewhere. But the United States of America remains the greatest nation ever conceived in the history of the world that's provided more opportunity and more wealth and more generosity to the world than any other country.
Yeah, ever. There's no doubt about it. And it's just a small token of what we can do is to observe it and go pay homage. We're right across from the World War Memorial, and it's a beautiful place. I walked through it a couple of weeks ago.
Did you?
Yeah, it's a special little place. And boy, so is this library over here. This whole little complex that we have right around here is extremely nice. So, John, when you were a youngster in the Boy Scouts, did you ever participate in placing the flags
at
the grave sites?
Yep, yeah, we did 1 year. And a lot of flags, a lot of tombstones. And, you know, you read the names, and it's just name after name. Oh, and I felt the same way in Washington, D.C., at the Vietnam Wall. Have you been to the Vietnam Wall?
I have, and I've also been to Arlington Cemetery, and it's I don't know, it's a feeling that overcomes you. First of all, Washington, D.C. is a loud place when you're out on the streets, but when you're in front of that wall, the Vietnam Memorial Wall, it's silence.
Yeah.
And it's almost as though even the city noise is hushed out.
Yeah.
I remember as a youngster, I was in the Boy Scouts, Troop 351.
There you were.
St. Charles, Missouri.
What rank did you ascend to in the
Boy Scouts? I probably made it to like Star or Life, one of those. I was close to Boy,
Eagle Scout.
Yeah, but then you had to like commit to going on like hikes and weeks in the woods, and that just wasn't my bag, so I didn't do it. But I do remember every holiday, it was Memorial Day, of 4th of July and Labor Day, we would go out as Troop 351. We would place the flags on Old Town St. Charles there on Main Street. If you've ever gone down there, they and that was our job to put those out every year. And it was kind of a cool little thing to participate in, just a little small way of being a part of it, you know?
Neither one of us ever served in the armed forces.
No, my grandpa was in World War II.
Yeah.
I don't believe he had to leave the country. He may have, very briefly. And my other grandfather, my dad's dad did not serve. No, yeah. I don't think he was healthy enough.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Did you ever at any point growing up give thought to serving in the military?
Well, my best friend in life growing up, who I'm going to Ireland with, and we're going to talk about that at the end of our next hour. Yeah. I'll tell you about my trip to Ireland. Michael Burgoyne, he is, you know, he's my idol as a guy who went and served. He went into Iraq, and he's been serving our country since the day he got out of high school.
He just retired, right?
Just recently retired, Lieutenant Colonel.
Wow.
And he is... he is in the process of, he works still related to military and government, but no longer serving in the actual military.
Yeah.
I was with him yesterday at the baseball game, and we were talking about Memorial Day. And obviously, it has a different meaning for those who served and with people who lost some of their friends.
I am certain that there are people listening to us tonight who have served this country.
That's right.
And we want to thank you for that service, and we want to let you know how deeply appreciative we are that you and others like you have literally put your lives on the line to defend America. It's Michael Kelly, John Hancock. We'll see you around the corner after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.